Hello.
Hey.
We're back.
I'm Destiny.
I'm Lewis.
And this is Two Parts Live.
Two Parts Live. Destiny, guess what?
What?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the land.
Okay.
The snow is glistening.
All right. We're good.
It's Christmas time.
I know.
Christmas time is here.
It is here. And it's going to be gone.
No.
Real soon.
We have to bask in the Christmassy-ness.
Okay, that's cool. Anyway, how was your week?
Just missed my feelings. No, my week
sorry.
It was fine. I'm a boring individual.
So I wouldn't say that.
I don't do much though. I go to work. You know, I'm a hard worker down at the
slave ship
railroad. The railroad. I'm working so hard.
Well, I guess I'm in construction.
Yeah, jackhammers.
Yeah.
How was your week?
My week was long. It was long, and it was repetitive, and yeah, not really too many highlights, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, we just live in
this. Oh, wait, I got to wear jeans twice this week.
Yes, one time for jeans. You know what? I don't even...
Twice.
Wait, what days?
I wore them on Wednesday and today.
You sound like our job, but they can keep that Wednesday jean day.
No, we don't have to pay for ours.
We don't have to pay for ours either.
On Monday, though, we get to wear jeans until June.
I wonder if they're going to do that for us, but they've been giving us a lot of Wednesdays. Like, that's a gift, but I just come to work dressed up. Like, my designated jean day is Friday.
I guess. I mean, we do what we can with the jeans we have. Mine be on repeat because I only have, like... not a whole week's worth of jeans.
It's fine.
So
I mean, you know.
I mean, it's life.
They're just jeans. Yeah, they are.
I think some I'm reading too much into it.
I think you're probably... Some people don't even wash their jeans, like, ever. Do you do that, though? Like, when you buy new clothes, do you wash them before you wear them?
No, because I like for them to be new. Even though they have other people's ass in them, probably.
Yeah.
I still want them to feel new. So I like ripping the tags off and then just sliding them on.
I know like somebody so.
Like this.
I know somebody who broke out from wearing, like, clothes that were not washed. So now they wash the clothes first before they wear.
Do they have contact dermatitis, you think? No,
I don't even.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyways, so I guess
contact dermatitis. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Okay.
You know, because we're of the light skin persuasion.
Yeah,
so
my skin is like super sensitive, especially now that it's winter.
Yeah.
My lips are chapped every day.
I know, and my nose be red in the morning.
Rudolph the red nose reindeer had a very shiny nose.
So random. Okay, shut up.
Okay. Walked right into that one.
I did. Okay. I did. I set that up for you. Anyways,
jump into these. What is this? Is this
I guess. From? Well, I want to talk about first how I really appreciate Drake and what he brings to our culture. Because as a light-skinned young woman, young man, I feel like he has a lot to offer relationship-wise.
Yep, and
he can kind of tell you like how to structure a relationship, because white girls are really good at that.
And you
That's
can,
where black girls fail.
You can cry if you need to.
And it's okay, because Drake said it was okay.
Right.
And you know who else said it was okay before Drake?
What?
Chris Brown.
Now that's the wrong thing to do.
you think so?
Chris Brown lost me the first time he dyed his hair platinum. Like, you know, following in the footsteps of our dear friend.
What's his name?
Cisco.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't know. Like, Chris is cool. He just, he kind of lost me after he dyed his hair and, you know.
Well,
I was kind of like, I mean, nah.
You know, him and Karrueche broke up again.
They did?
Yes, they did. And it was worldwide via Twitter and Instagram. And it was really inappropriate and ratchet, I felt like. But whatever, they're going to be back together probably in a couple of hours. So no need to worry.
I don't know. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah, who cares?
Anyways.
Like, I mean, it's not Chris Brown and Rihanna. That's the power couple right there.
It was before he maliciously put his hands on her.
and then run off into the night. Did you? Like a werewolf or something. Did you? No, it was an article or something. That's how they described it. They were like
a werewolf?
I don't know, like, no, it's like he ran into the night, like, after he... after he ran into the night. I don't know. Maybe I need to get my facts straight before I just come out of my mouth. But I'm maybe. Pretty sure I read that somewhere.
You probably did. I wouldn't be surprised if you... I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I could see it happening, like orangutan movement everywhere.
It's a man! I love that!
Was that supposed to be running?
Right?
Okay. I got it. Okay. So I guess you did right.
Okay. No, but I appreciate Drake. Drake makes me feel good about, my light-skinnedness,
But that's it?
Yeah, like he makes me feel okay to be light-skinned and have all of my emotionals that I have going on.
I think the emojis was created after Drake's face.
They probably were, because he,
What?
On Instagram, I follow Drake on Instagram, and he posted this picture. And light-skinned dudes, when they take selfies, they kind of kiss.
Do the kissy face? They do the duck face?
It's like a little pucker. It's like they're almost, it's like the lead up. Before the follow, right before the follow, right before the follow through, you have to make eye contact before you go in for the kiss.
I guess.
It's kind of like it's like this, like.
Oh, wait, do it again.
I don't even know. He was like, it was a selfie, and then he had like some palm trees and some Christmas hats or something like that up under it. But
wait, can we get a picture of how your face looked when you did that? I think, yeah.
He was like, I was like, okay, Drake, I won't be taking any selfies. Like, my selfies are more squinty eyed. I'm the squinty eyed light skinned dude on Instagram.
Yeah, because you have that Memoirs of a Light Skin.
Yeah.
You still got that going?
I haven't done the Memoirs of a Light Skin since my birthday.
Oh, it's about time.
Because then my cousin fell off.
Winter's here, and you're probably even more light-skinned than you were.
Because I'm not cuffing. I don't have any. Are we in cuffing? Is this like the heart of cuffing season? Or is cuffing season like...
I'm not really sure.
I don't know either, but I'm not cuffed.
You don't have to be cuffed.
But that's supposed to add on to my light. I'm supposed to be, I'm light skinned and I'm lonely.
Well, you have to. Well, just go up to random white people in Starbucks and just take a picture. They'll always take selfies with you.
And I could do the face. So sweet. I could do like the, what they really are though.
When they're not being wretched. But we can talk about that later.
Yeah, I can't breathe.
Okay, me neither. My hands up. J. Cole, I saw...
Yes, J. Cole, another light-skinned dude. For real, I don't know why people don't... Light-skins are winning, all the time.
I'm not attracted.
People say, we went out at 85, but I was born at 85, so I never had a chance.
Right.
So I had to work up to this. This is a legacy. I'm in there.
Like swimwear?
Like swimwear, yes.
And booty hair?
And it's on hot butter popcorn.
Okay. I just feel like I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, J. Cole. I was Cole watching.
Does he have a Christmas album?
If he doesn't, he should.
We should tweet him. Like a Christmas album. Speaking of Christmas, did you hear? This is the light skin. Mariah Carey. Did you hear her rendition of her own song?
No, and I heard.
For Christmas, it's you. I mean, she couldn't. She missed every note.
I didn't watch it. A part of me was afraid to watch it because I didn't want to not. You are so cruel.
No, Mariah Carey knows that, me and her go back like babies in pacifiers.
Shut up.
Okay.
Half the people that listen to us are probably not even going to know what you're talking about.
I know.
Because we're old now.
R.I.P. ODB.
Okay.
Didn't he remember he stole some sneakers?
Why are you whispering? He can't hear you.
I know, but anyway. So back to
God rest
his
soul.
Yeah.
Anyways, he did an interview with Angie Martinez, and I thought it was
Angie Martinez.
Can I finish?
Oh, sorry. Was that a good Angie Martinez impression?
It was decent.
Did they talk about if she could go far away?
No.
Okay.
can't. Okay. I can't. I'm done.
All right. Okay, I'm so done. J. Cole did an interview. I'm going to quit interrupting.
He did an interview with Edge Martinez, and he was basically talking about how capitalism is taking over everything, especially music, and how, you know, he thinks that this latest album is like the savior, and he said he doesn't care if it sells 5 copies or not. Mm-hmm. That, you know, he felt like if he could change people's, you know, perception in people's lives with the music that he puts out there, he feels like he's doing his job. And I'll say this. I listened to the album and I liked it. It was really good.
That's cool.
I just listened to it today. So I'm going to, like, sit with it for a little while.
I actually can appreciate J. Cole. I feel like he's trying to, based off of what you're saying, I didn't read the interview, but just based off of what you say...
It was a video on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I'll send you the... Okay.
Based off of what you just said, he's seen... And I don't know, just... we saw him in D.C. like a while back.
Why do you... How do you not listen to secular music, but you go to every concert?
I didn't go.
I'm so sad. Like, my heart is weeping
right
now.
It wasn't a concert.
Jesus' knees are bleeding.
You're still talking about this Beyonce.
And I'm still on that because I don't forgive you.
Just get over it.
I don't.
Anyway, J. Cole seems like a pretty stand-up dude, and I appreciate what he's doing for the hip-hop community because we do have people who don't have any types and...
I ain't got no type?
I ain't got no type. And you ain't got no life. And what's the other one? It's another one, too.
No flex?
OG Bobby Johnson. Walking down the street, I'm a suspect. Hang with the niggas in the projects. Niggas ain't know me because I rock an Air Man. You know? Anyway. But no, for real, Jake. I respect him as an artist, and I feel like, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about, right? You know, fame is just...
Yeah, he was also talking about his performance on Letterman and how it was, like, very, very emotional for him because after everything that's been going on as far as, you know, the plight of black people right now, he just felt like it was very emotional. And, you know, he said he was scared because, you know, he, like, kind of broke down, like, right when they introduced him. And he was like, oh, I can't do it. But he ended up doing the song, and he said he was shaking the whole way through, you know, because he didn't know how it was really going to be received. Because Letterman audience is, like...
predominantly white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, he thought it wasn't going to go over too well, but I guess he shocked them or whatever. I'll send you the link to the performance because I saw it today. But yeah, okay. I was just like, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Because he was talking about everything from, you know, politicians to, you know,
in where me
no like oh. in the interview
oh okay
the interview he was in the interview he was talking about the song that he performed, and I watched the performance, so I can kind of know what they were talking about.
Okay.
So it was just kind of like, you know, he cares about what's going on, and I feel like a lot of people right now are not being sensitive to the fact that, you know, we are really hurting and struggling as a people right now. And you know, people kind of seem to forget it. Yeah, we laugh and joke, but at the same time, it's because all of our hearts are crying, you know, for everything that's going on.
Right. Who wants to be sad, like, all the time?
Yeah, because if you really think about it, it will break you down, and it'll make you sad because, you know, you have family members that are going through it. You know, you have sisters and brothers. If you're black, or if you're with somebody black, or if you're, you know, your close friends are black, then... you know, you'll probably be feeling the same way that we are. Mm-hmm. However, you know, nobody can feel it more than we can.
Right.
And we as in black people. So yeah. I just think that it's important for him to kind of acknowledge that, you know, because he was out there in Ferguson when all the protests. He was like the only one I saw.
Who, J. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
No, Jesse Williams has been a really good...
Who?
Jesse Williams.
Who?
He's an actor. You probably don't watch Grey's Anatomy. What else has he been on? He's another light-skinned dude.
Oh, I don't know him. I know I was delivered. He was there with a coat on. He looked like they slaughtered a whole cow and just threw it on his back.
Chris Rock. I had the chance to read the Chris Rock interview in the New York magazine.
I didn't
Chris Rock, he's I like what Chris Rock is doing.
His movie comes out today.
Yeah, I want to see
five.
It.
I think I'm going to see it next week.
Yeah, I want to go
see it. It might be online this weekend.
But he
if that's the case, I'm not going to the movies.
He's been really, like, you know, politically correct in his all of his answers about the situations that are going on.
I think people really just need to lighten up. People always want to take shit literal when it's not that serious. Well, it is not that serious.
My only thing is how people want to make it.
They pick and choose. Them. Yeah, they like, pick and choose.
This is about I mean, not trying to be selfish or I don't know if that comes out right, but this is not about you. It's about it, like, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. That whole hashtag, and they're like, oh, well,
all shouldn't lives
be
matter.
All lives matter.
No.
Well, all lives are not being killed in the streets. They say, like, I think, what are the statistics? A black man is killed by the police every 28 hours or something like that?
I could believe it. I don't really know statistics, but I can believe it. And that's scary.
Right.
It is scary. Good thing I'm not a black man. I mean, good thing you're not either.
Yes, I have the complexion for the protection. I don't care what you say, though. White people know. White people can look at me and tell that I'm not white.
They're not really sure because I'm still not really sure.
I don't know. I'm not.
I know what you tell me.
And I bet you if they took me downtown and they prosecute me like I was a black man.
Let's see.
No.
You want to go protest?
I don't.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, it's cold outside, and I don't have time to be going to jail. But, I mean, if I didn't have kids and if I didn't have anything to live for or, right. like, a good job or, like, any dreams or aspirations or a clean record, I would so do it. I would be right out there.
You know how you can also protest? By voting.
Okay, anyways.
What?
I'm not a registered voter. I don't believe in voting.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't vote for Obama, and he still made it. So everybody if you don't vote, if he doesn't get in office, you're going to be the reason why. Well, surprise.
That's what they were running down on you?
Yeah.
I
told people I voted just so I didn't have to have that conversation. So I lied.
But as far as, like, politics, like, I really can't get into politics like that. But
I don't want to get into politics because, like J. Cole said, they're basically getting paid to lie to you. And people want to hear lies, so that's why they follow that. And I don't want to hear nobody lying to me, nor do I care about politics because I already know it's not fair.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, what's the point of voting and standing in line and it's all cold and windy and brisky outside and then nobody brought picnic baskets? Speaking of picnics, do you know what that means? Because I'm going to refrain from using that word.
Okay. I do know what it means.
People didn't bring baskets full of goodies for the people in line, and I'm just not with it. I'm not with the early voting. I'm not with voting at all. I just want to be leave us alone.
But be heard. I mean, this is your.
I don't want to be. I want to be heard on my podcast. That's why I have this.
Okay. This is another form of protest, right?
I mean, it can be if you want it to be, but I'm for my people, point blank and period. So, I mean, I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced at all.
Can we talk about how racism? And prejudice. People use racist when they probably mean you're prejudiced?
I think both of the terms are used loosely and people kind of have combined the meanings and now they mean one thing. That just means that you don't like white people or you don't like black people or you don't like sand niggas or Arabs or whatever you want to call them. You don't like those people. So, and I'm not, you know, I say, you know, my little terms to be funny, but you know, I'm not racist and I'm not prejudiced.
You're blowing up.
I don't really care one way or the other. I just know who I am and I know who you are, and there's no reason for us all to not be able to get along. And point blank at the end. What does racist mean?
That's not how the system is set up, though.
What does racist mean to you?
Racism.
Not like the dictionary meaning.
Definition.
But your definition.
I feel like racism.
Let's get down to the bottom of this.
It's like it's what's used to oppress black people. Like, you know, they say black people can't be racist because we're not oppressing ourselves. Like, we're being oppressed. So that's what racism is, like, in a nutshell. Like, my definition of racism. So that's why I say maybe we're prejudiced. But prejudice is just like pointing out the differences.
I mean, I guess. I guess. I mean, I just think racism as race, you just don't like the color of somebody's skin, and prejudice means you don't like something about something.
Like the prejudice, I think, speaks more to like the maybe the characteristics of a person.
Yeah, like or you like,
don't, you know, you get in, that's when you get into
you don't like nouns.
The stereotypes and everything like that. Nouns.
I just, okay, wait, well, I mean, that's how I think of it.
Okay.
Nouns. Person, places, or things. That goes right with prejudice-ness.
Can we talk about how you just can put ness on the end of any word
and it make it a word? It
a word.
Yeah, I mean, it's really convenient for people like me. Who
I like that you're wearing your cardigan-ness. You have your cardigan-ness on. How does that sound?
That sounds crazy.
It's a pretty flat cardigan, though, people. If you're wondering,
I look kind of snazzy today with my orange pants.
Is that what you wore that to work?
Yes.
Cool.
I did.
Cool stuff. I wore this to work. Look like a.
Why do all your clothes look expensive? Ugh, whatever. Anyways,
it's the light skin that makes everything.
Can you stop touching that small ass iPhone?
Can we talk about? Okay, we just, these are great segues, aren't they?
I can't. We're all over I can't the place, even see
you. We're like right on target. Look.
I can't even see your phone.
This is my gripe with the iPhone. Like, the iPhone is the blueprint to the touch phone. Am I wrong? Like, before.
I don't know because
before
iPhone,
were there any touch phones? Like, when the iPhone first came out, were there any touch phones?
And I'm not sure because I was late on the iPhone bandwagon. However, I do know that I have to squint to see yours.
What was your first right touch phone? Like an LG?
I don't remember.
Something. Look, when the iPhone first came out, it was small. People were like, oh, we need to make our phone smaller and thinner. Samsung, all of that, you know, wanted to sue because, you know, they were using the glass. iPhone was using Samsung's glass because Samsung was making the glass for the iPhone. And that's-
Sorry, I couldn't hear you because your phone is so small.
You're falling into the trap now.
Why? Like, don't hate on my phone.
Samsung, look.
Don't hate on my phone because I got the 6 and you got the 5.
I understand your phone is bigger and you can see and all of that. But you could see with your iPhone 5. You just had an iPhone 5.
It's okay, but now I got a 6.
But you can see just fine on your iPhone 5.
No, I can't.
Brand new.
I can't see.
Because whatever.
I can't see. I'm blind. I was blind.
I don't care.
Okay? I've been blind for a whole... When did I get the iPhone 5? In May? Yeah, I've been blind for a couple months. But now I can see.
Whatever. I mean, it
praise Jehovah.
It don't look no different. Like, the screen might be a little bigger and all of that. And, I mean, it's cool.
It's a lot bigger. What are you talking about?
I'll probably end up getting one. But this phone is so big. It's so huge. Like,
no,
that was my,
it's not
that
as
was
huge.
Part of my iPhone snobbery. Like, when somebody would pull out their, you know, their huge.
What did you call it?
Their Samsung enormous. their Samsung gargantuan. They would just pull out. They'd pull
you
out their.
You remember when you told that girl she needed to take her phone out back and shoot it?
Yes. Your Samsung Titanic. Like, where are you getting these big old phones from? You get a back brace with your family plan. Just go ahead and pick up you a back brace and a halo for your neck. Now I can't even make those type of jokes because the Samsung Galaxy 5S and the iPhone 6 are the same size. Aww. But the iPhone is thinner and lighter, so I will give them that. I probably just need like a wrist guard at the very most.
Do you have the thumbprint on yours?
Mm-mm, I don't. This is like the first iPhone 5.
Well, why you don't? Okay.
This is the first, so that's why, because this is the iPhone 5. This is not a 5S. This is not a 5C.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the iPhone 5.
I'm sorry. I mean, if it works, it works. I don't think.
I mean,
really
I can
works,
see.
But...
I can see just fine.
Yeah, you know until you see this one, you're going to realize that you've been blind for a long time. But it's okay. It's okay.
I don't need
it's
the
not
phone
fault.
To get any bigger, though.
It's not your fault.
Can the phone not
it's
get
not
any bigger?
It's not your fault.
I just don't want the phone
it's
to
not
be
your fault.
Dear iPhone, please don't make your phones any bigger.
It's
my
not
back.
Your...
Think about my back when you're making these phones.
Do you talk on your back?
I need to be able to hold the phone. I need to be able to balance the phone on my neck and shoulders.
And you're back. Right. That is important. That's very important.
I don't want to have to turn around and just throw like a disc or something.
And that could very
that
well happen.
With, you know, you ever see a Samsung carry... Let's not do that. I don't want to be like a Samsung Galaxy basher.
Yeah,
See how that whole iPhone snobbery just came out of me.
Yeah, I see it, and
like
it's
bad throw up. Wait, is there good throw up?
I think it's all considered bad.
Okay.
Well, I think anytime you throw up, it's not good.
It's not. It's never good. It's anytime not good. You throw your back out because you have an iPhone, because you have a Samsung Galaxy, it's not good either.
You're going to get some haters. Anyways.
That's fine.
I don't know. I guess.
So you're going to the Chris Brown concert, right?
Yes, I'm going. It's next week.
Yay, you excited? You like Christopher Maurice
Brown? Yes, I do enjoy his music.
You have his new CD?
Yes,
I heard
I
it
do.
Was pretty fresh. Do the kids still say fresh?
No, they don't.
Dope?
They say dope.
They say dope. Do they say hyperactive?
They should say hyperactive.
I think so. Like that was
what did I say, hyperactive?
Happy Jacks.
Habitat.
Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity. Well,
let me know how that is, you know, take pictures and everything.
I'll try. I think I'm in the nosebleeds, but whatever. I'm going to be there and be square.
Try your best to follow along with the choreography. I know he's going to do, like, some really quick
I know. I need to to study for this concert so I can know all the words. But whatever, because, you know, that's my thing. That's what I do. When I went to go see Kendrick Lamar, like, 16 times last year.
How did you see him so many times?
Because I traveled. Anytime he was near...
He did. He was always in the vicinity, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
About three times.
Yeah.
Mhm. And I went and I enjoyed myself every time. Even though it was the same show, it was just like it was the first time for me.
It's like it's different people.
I was
so
excited.
Did you go with the same people or did you go with?
It was different. Well, no. Well, you know my crew. We kind of same people.
Same people. Somebody couldn't get in the concert or something, or didn't have a ticket or something, so they had to jump the fence or something like that. I don't know.
One of my people?
I don't know.
No. I mean, it could have happened. I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but nobody
not
I know.
Not to your recollection.
No, because we're not finna drive out there and you don't have a ticket, boo. Because we're not playing these games. We're not gonna go home because you can't get in.
You know, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No, I would not. No. Anyways,
but
you just pissed me off because just the thought of somebody going and not having a ticket just like pissed me off. Like I'm like really mad.
You're like that's like you ain't got no money. Like well, why'd you come to dinner if you didn't have any money?
I know. Like why would you do that?
And then you got me.
Let's talk about sending your children to. Well, I mean, I do that a lot.
You do.
I do that.
But
a lot.
You just be playing.
I mean, most times.
You do. I mean, do you? Because you end up paying for your own food.
Yeah, I do. Because I'm not going to go nowhere, like, completely broke. Like, who does that? That's whack.
Yeah.
I'll stay home.
I'll pick you up if I can.
I mean, but I'll stay.
Vice versa.
I'm not going to go nowhere and I don't got no money. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that.
But you know what, too?
What? Three.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost sniffing at your nose. You thought I forgot, didn't you? Yuletide juice. Wait, did I sound like I just ran out of batteries?
Crazy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wait, did you go shopping on Black Friday?
Nope. Sure didn't. But I never
go either. I said I wasn't going to go.
You know, I went for the first time last year. And I racked up on this... Victoria's Secret cologne perfume. no lie. For real.
Victoria's Secret. Rack up?
Look, very sexy. Because, like, all the colognes were like $25 on Black Friday. So I got Very Sexy for Men. I picked up my mom some. She likes it's some kind for women that they got in there. And then I got some for my dad. So I was pretty much done Christmas shopping. Last year, I was like, yes. I stayed out there. I waited because they didn't open the doors till like 12 o'clock. And it wasn't even that bad. I mean, like, I didn't get ran over or nobody
trampled
pushed
on.
Me. Yeah, nobody pushed me out of the way. I just kindly walked in the store. Got.
What
my,
if somebody would have pushed you out of the way? What would you have
I
done?
I probably just would have turned red.
Like you always do.
And bruised very easily. Like, well, how'd I get this bruise on my back? I could have swore he just pushed me in the head or something. I got a bruise. I wake up, you do that. You don't you wake up with like bruises, you don't know where they came from. I had a bruise on the ball of my foot.
That is so random. What did you step on?
I don't know, but I immediately like got me ate two bananas.
Why?
Because you know they say like it helps. I thought my circulation was off or something like that. They say bananas help with your blood circulation and stuff.
Oh, the potassium.
Like, potassium, yeah. So I was like, oh man, I need to eat some bananas.
Well,
I don't know. And then I
couldn't. You have just did dialysis? No,
I'm not.
Okay,
I don't have diabetes.
I ate it with my thighs rubbed together.
I'm tired because I'm tired of my thighs rubbing together. He really did look tired of his thighs rubbing together. I'm tired of my thighs rubbing together.
I wish my thighs rubbed together.
And then one time I woke up with like a bruise on the knuckle of my toe. my toe knuckle.
Like Jordan say, your feet nails. That's what that remind me of. Feet nails.
Yeah, but
anyways.
But this Black Friday was the blackout. Gosh.
I wonder how many people didn't go shopping. Because I said on Facebook that I wasn't going shopping. Because I'm not supporting that foolishness.
They said that the sales had dropped like 11% or something like that.
Well, that's good. Those are good statistics.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, the movement really took over. I mean, I'm liking how, you know, you can just say something on Instagram. It's a great time to have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter right now. I think it's really helping out. I like this unity, though. Like, amidst of all the things that are going on, Black people are coming together. Black people are standing up and having a voice, because for so long, I feel like we just, you know, rolled over and taken whatever was thrown at us.
I mean, and a lot of people still will, out of just being lazy. You know, and that's what pisses me off. But
I mean, we can't change the world in a day.
We can't.
But this is something.
Not even in a lifetime.
We might not see it, but something's changing in Black people. I mean, because we've always been it. Like Black people, like no matter how much we want to be, people try to push us down, or whatever the case is, Black people can always rise up. I mean, we're inventors, we're entrepreneurs, we're artists, we're so much more, you know. And
have you noticed that our race kind of like dominates everything?
Yes, that's
as soon as we get in there, we dominate everything. We like take it over, and we're the best of the best.
Yes,
and you know,
and
it's like nobody can see that.
Nope.
Sports, done.
Yeah, we dominate. Done. We dominate sport. We dominate pretty much everything.
Music.
Yeah.
We may not own it, but we're the best at it.
Look at these young Black people, like, doing things. This is an 11-year-old. Today I was reading, it was an 11-year-old, 11-year-old little girl. And I think she started her own business or something like that.
See, that's impressive.
You know what I'm saying?
Until we sell it to white people, and then we don't have it anymore. But anyways, we're the best at everything that we do.
Everything. And it's, I feel like it's a great time to be Black, like for real.
It is. I love being Black.
I love being Black too. I used to want to be darker. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe it, because we don't know what color you are. So I guess if you were darker, then that would explain, that would like take the guesswork out of a lot of things. Like when people's perception of you.
Like what? How do people perceive me?
They perceive you as a dark white man.
People say at a glance I look white. People have come up to me and started speaking Spanish.
I can see Mexican.
This lady asked me, she was this older white lady, bless her heart. She kept looking at me and she was like, "Now, are you Cajun?" I didn't know how to respond.
You should have started speaking in a British accent. I fucked her all up.
I was like a Wendy's chicken sandwich, or I don't know. Oh, and then like, oh, you know what I don't like now?
What?
And you know, this is no shade or whatever, but a lot of people a lot of white people that come up to me and ask, excuse me, has anybody ever told you that you look like Tyler Perry?
Like, but you don't look like Tyler Perry.
I know. So I'll say, you know, I'll be like, no, nobody's ever told lying. Nobody's ever told me that. I want his money, though. And, you know, I'll do like the whole elbow thing. You know, like, I want his money. But yeah, I've gotten that. Like,
but you don't look nothing like Tyler Perry.
It'd be in random places too. Like, I was in the airport one time. I was in Carrabba's another time. Like, no, we were in Carrabba's, like, me and the whole family. And this white lady came in and she stared at me like the whole time.
Like, you don't look like Tyler Perry.
And she just had to get me. She had to come up to me. Like, we were getting up from the table, getting ready to leave the restaurant. She was like, excuse me, has anybody ever told you that you look like Tyler Perry? And I was like, no. Well, I want to do it with like the straightest face. No.
Yeah, and then she'll clutch her purse.
I'm sorry. He's trying to kill me. Then I'll end up on trial.
Yeah, in jail.
In jail, yeah.
Or worse than that, though, she'll just shoot you in the face. Because just to stand your ground. So, you know, so one of three things can happen here. So, it just all depends on, you know, what you want to do that weekend.
But I get, I've gotten Drake.
You don't look like no damn Drake.
And I've gotten Sean Paul. Remember? No, yeah, no, Pitbull. Remember Pitbull? Yeah,
I know.
Hey, y'all, Pitbull just walked.
That was so embarrassing because I was like.
That was my ball fade in aviator days. I used to kill a ball fade.
You did not look like Pitbull, though.
I used to kill a ball fade in some aviators. That. And who they think all light skinned people look alike. That's just, yeah, we all get clumped.
But that was a black person that said that.
I know. Well, that's, but we all get clumped together.
Yeah, like, that's unfortunate.
Sean, yeah, when I had my braids, they thought I looked like Sean Paul. They was like, oh, Sean Paul, give me the light. You know, you know, I got that. And John B., and he's not even.
So what are you going to name all the light skinned people? We ain't got time for this.
He's not even light skinned, though.
But I would take. I'll be sure.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't look like I'll be sure.
I just wanted to throw my light skin in there. I guess that didn't work. Okay. Well, whatever. I'm sorry to offend you.
I don't know.
I'm going to stand my ground and shoot you in the face. Just joking.
I don't even think I'm that pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, light skin dudes are supposed to be like these pretty boys.
Well, that's because.
And I'm not one of those pretty. I'm not a pretty dude. I don't go get my eyebrows arched.
I hope not.
I don't go get my nails done or my feet.
Because we know some that do. So I hope not. Please. I don't want to hear about that.
Shout out to you, though. You know.
You know who you are.
Yeah, go ahead and arch those eyebrows.
You know who you are.
And get those nails and feet done.
Mm-hmm. And don't you trim that fat.
Yep.
You remember on Norbit? Never mind. No,
I missed it.
It's okay.
I missed it.
It's all right. But anyways, I guess we'll wrap this up.
Yep. We appreciate you guys for tuning in another week. Where can they find us?
On Twitter at Two Parts Life. And that's...
TPR. Nope. Did I say that right? No, no. I didn't. I'll let you speak from this point on.
Thanks. It's the number 2, PRTSLIFE. That's our Twitter name. And then you can catch us on Podomatic at Two Parts Life. And you can also catch us on iTunes at Two Parts Life. And you can also email any questions or comments at twopartslife@gmail.com. That's the number 2, PRTSLIFE, @gmail.com.
Can I tell you like one more light skin? Shenanigan.
Sure.
So my Twitter name is XTRALTE27, right? Because when I was 27, mm-hmm. I thought it would be cool. I hadn't had a Twitter before.
You're just throwing your age out there.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say how old I am now. It don't even matter.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't.
We're all people.
When I was 27 years old, I just got me a Twitter account, so I'm super late to the whole Twitter game. But XTRALTE 27 is supposed to be extra light. My sister said it looks like an extra light, but I thought me being a genius that it, oh, extra light, because I'm extra light and I'm light skinned and I'm 27 years old. And
okay, well, you can catch him at extra on Twitter.
If you want, you know, give me a follow, give me a shout. You know, I follow back. I don't know. I probably don't. No,
it's okay.
Is that what? I don't even be on Twitter like that, really.
I mean, I'm gonna need you to be on. Well, we be on the Two Parts Life one all the time, so
yeah,
it doesn't matter. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.